Today is Father's Day. Big day, isn't it? We've been celebrating Mother's Day for the longest time, and I remember it may not be more than 5 to 7 years ago that actually the fathers themselves started talking more about, you know, how is it that we don't get the kind of attention that you mothers are getting. And today is one such Father's Day where we're going to take time out to thank our fathers, to, you know, maybe even get some hacks that fathers usually use. On the show today in this special is one of the foremost names we have in the world of comedy, and that is Amit Tandon. Amit, it is so nice to have you on the show. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, Annie. Finally, somebody recognizes fathers.
But I'd like to ask you, you know, you're a fabulous comedian and your stand-up acts are such where people of all ages can enjoy. But when you took that call, because you've also been a corporate professional, if it hadn't worked out, what was plan B?
Honestly, I didn't really have a plan B. How I did it was, I was running my own business. Somebody who doesn't really take risk. You know, I would have taken it if I was alone.
Okay.
I had my family. So okay. I was very clear that I'll get into comedy full time only when I start making as much money from comedy as I'm making from my business. So for 7 years, I was doing both comedy and business together. Din mein business, raat ko comedy.
Wow.
Okay. Because the whole point was that, you know, this is my choice, not my kids or my wife's choice. So I can't tell my kids ki ab tum saste school mein jaoge kyunki papa ko comedy karna hai. Right. So I did that like for 6-7 years before I started making more money from comedy than I was making from my business. Then finally I closed.
Wow, that is some planning. And in that, of course, the other comedians who may have thought of it later in life really have something to take from, because it's extremely important, I think, to calculate all these little bit of risks that you can take and you cannot take. So I'm glad you being very honest, you didn't have plan B because you had kind of calculated all the risks and also worked towards it. That's amazing.